At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
They didn't even make the play-in. Didn't even make the play-in. I'm going to say one quick thing, and I know you want to go off. I'm gonna give me a minute. And I've said this before, Rob, but it bears repeating. This is my advice to LeBron, as somebody that likes him as a player and a person. Rob, you've heard me before. The braggadocious, bombastic LeBron, that ain't him. That never works for him.
Right.
Right? Not one, not two, not three, not four. They won two and lost two. Good, but not the 7 or 8 he was predicting. Playoff, activated. First year with the Lakers. I'm activating playoff.
Remember that? Mode. Yep.
They go 3-12 the next 15 games, miss the playoffs, LeBron shuts it down. And then this year, keep that same energy. Y'all talking about our ages, our personnel, LeBron, and Rob, and conversely, Rob, when he went back to Cleveland 2014, what'd he say? He wrote in Sports Illustrated, I'm not promising a championship.
Yep.
It's going to be a long process. And lo and behold, first year they're in the finals, second year they got a title. So I'm just saying, LeBron should just chill. Your game is loud enough, bruh. Let your game do the talking. You don't have to try to be Muhammad Ali. That was him. That ain't you. So, because Rob, every time he does it, like Kyrie said last night, God is a way of humbling him. And so that's what I would say. But I know you want to go a little harder.
Is this on? Hello? This is going out to LeBron James and all you Laker fans. I told you this wouldn't work from day one. I told you LeBron James is the worst general manager in the history of the National Basketball Association.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I'm not shocked. Who's shocked today? Chris, I told you, you want to go pull the tape? Go to YouTube? Rob Parker stuck his chest out on this very radio show, on this very radio network, and said, not only will they not make the playoffs, they won't be in the top 10, hence, they won't be a part of the play-in. I never bought into this. This was chicanery. This was three-card money. A sham. A fraud. LeBron was passing out $3 bills to Laker fans when he told them that this would work and he would deliver a championship with this star-studded roster. Fooey, LeBron. What was this that you brought to LA? It was embarrassing. No defense. I don't care. You could be averaging 40 points a game. The Lakers haven't won, Chris Broussard, two games in a row since Moby Dick was a guppy on January 7th. Either one, whatever you want to come up with. And you smell that? That's not the dump in downtown L.A. That's the Lakers.
Poop fest.
That LeBron put together. Westbrook. Carmelo Anthony. Really?
They suck.
I mean, we really thought that this team was going to come together and make a championship run. Chris Broussard is a basketball expert in the NBA. He said they got a puncher's chance when AD comes back. Chris even held on to an ounce of faith that maybe something, and even Shaq had the audacity, the mitigated gall.
Unmitigated.
Unmitigated goal to go on national, to go on a podcast and say, the Suns don't want to be the Lakers because the Lakers are going to beat the Suns. Where are you now, big man? LeBron James, this is squarely on you. You are to blame. Wear it. Rub it all over. Smear your face with it. You deserve it. You did this to this Lakers organization, and you are public enemy number one today with Laker fans. I rest my case.
All right. Nicely done for the most part.
Rob Parker.
But as is often the case, you went too far. LeBron James, public enemy number one, Rob Parker. Stop it! LeBron James is the only thing in Lakerland worth watching. He's the only thing that made this season palatable. I mean, I know they wanted a championship. They wanted contention. They wanted a playoff race. They couldn't give it to you, and that's on all the Lakers. But at least LeBron gave you some highlights. At least he gave you 30 PPG. And Rob Parker, how dare you put it all on LeBron? Sure, he deserves some blame. He thought he could work magic. He thought he could make it work with Russell Westbrook. But last time I checked, LeBron James ain't the GM. LeBron James wanted Tyronn Lue. What did Rob Pelinka and Jenny Buss and Kurt and Linda Rambis say? No, we want Frank Vogel. So don't tell me LeBron strong-armed the front office. Don't tell me LeBron went up in there, you know, and got all up in their faces like, I demand Russell Westbrook. If you're going to be a GM, a boss in anything, then be the boss. You better believe none of my subordinates are coming into my crib and telling me what to do. I'll listen, I'll consider, I'll consult, but at the end of the day, I gotta make the decision. I might go with your decision, but it's gonna be on me, and if it goes wrong, I'll take the flack. So yes, LeBron deserves some criticism, again, for thinking he could make it work, for not playing defense. But Rob Pelinka made the final call. Why you there? Why you there? I can get Kurt Rambis to make telephone calls. What's available? What you got? You have to be the decision maker. So you wear it, Rob Pelinka. Russell Westbrook. It's hard to blame Russ. Russ didn't play well. But Russ is what he is. So we all knew Robbie wasn't a fit. I did try to, find a way. If LeBron does this, yep. if Russ does this, I'm trying to give LeBron the benefit of the doubt. He's a smart player, person. But at the end of the day, you just had to say, you know what, it ain't going to work. But Russ tried. Russ ain't built to be a role player. Rob, you saw it with Allen Iverson in Detroit. You were there. Yep. Just some guys, they're not built for that. AD, though. AD didn't come out of your mouth, Rob, and you know he should have. Because if you're watching, I'm watching Winning Time. I know everybody's saying don't watch it because, and I know Jerry West. I've talked to him on the phone many times. I really like Jerry. I love him for his legend and his game and all he did for the game of basketball, both front office, both player, but I like him as a person. I have not seen this Jerry West that they're depicting on Winning Time. There are people around the league, Rob, that have told me they're not watching it strictly because of the way it portrays Jerry West. It's still a good show, though. It's still funny. All right? And I don't know why I brought that up, but my point was AD has to wear some of this. He said last night, we just not healthy. Like, it was just, oh my gosh, out of the blue, AD couldn't play. No, this is AD's, this is a part of his freaking story. Rob, he hasn't played a full season straight, like anything close to a full season straight through in 4 years. Because the 1 year he did when they won the championship, you had a four-month break. That's an offseason. So I'm blaming, yes, LeBron gets some, but Rob Pelinka, Anthony Davis for not being healthy, not only this year, but just not getting his body right, period. And, Russ didn't play well. But I ain't mad at Russ. He tried. He really did try to adjust and adapt. And you can't blame the other guys. They are what they are, right? So that's where I'm at on it, Rob. But nicely done. That was nice and, good job.
Thanks for the correction.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, but let's go to the team of the moment, Rob, and that, of course, is the L.A. Lakers. And we talked about in the first hour who's to blame. You say LeBron. I spread it around a bit. But Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, Rob, talked after the game, of course. And they both talked about wanting to run it back. Here's Westbrook.
Russ, even though we're in game 79, you add up the games that you – Anthony and LeBron were able to play together. It's only 21.
Yeah.
Do you want a chance to grow that number next season and see what this group could do with health?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, you know, but
You know, everything, nothing is promised. You kind of got to take one day at a time each day. And like I said, all season long, you got to play the cards you dealt. Yes, you know, we want to be able to see what that looks like, what that entails over the course of it, you know, 82-game season. But we're not sure if that's guaranteed either. So, you know, I just hope that we have a chance to be able to do so in the future.
Rob, he said what he should have said. He said the right thing.
Right. He said the right thing, but right.
But if I'm the Lakers, and let me say this first. They were 11-10 with the big three, if you will, on the floor together. Their net rating was -3.5. Rob, that was worse than the entire team's. Like, their net rating overall was like -3.1. So it actually was worse with their superstars on the floor than it was just overall. And that speaks to what we said from the get-go. It's not a fit. It's not a fit.
It's not a fit this year, Chris. It won't be a fit next year.
Right.
So let it go. Stop. No. Right. It wasn't just about the injury. No, it wasn't. You mean to tell me Westbrook and LeBron on a court together? Chris, you can't win back-to-back games for 3 months? Something's wrong. Come on. Westbrook and LeBron?
What am I missing? And look, if I'm the Lakers, and I said it earlier, right? It's hard to blame. Yeah, you look at Westbrook's, you know, the way he's played, and you could certainly blame him for that. But he is who he is. It's like me bringing in DeAndre Wilder and then blaming him because he can't box. He's a slugger. He's a knockout artist. He's not going to jab you and stick and move and bob and weave and, you know, have great defense and all that. He is who he is. And Russell Westbrook is who he is. He tried. I'm not trying to absolve him of blame. I'm just saying he can only play the way he plays. Everybody's not built to be, you know, a versatile player, Rob. Westbrook is an athletic wunderkind. He's a ball of energy, and that's his strength. He doesn't shoot it well enough or pass it well enough that when his athleticism goes, he's going to be done. He's going to be done.
Like, quick, fast, right?
Right, right. He just doesn't have the skills to play without the tremendous athleticism or even to adjust and be a role player.
Let me ask you this. Of all the things with West, forget about the shooting. What is the Miss Bunnies around the basket this year? Can you put a handle on that? Am I wrong or not that you've seen way too many point blank?
You're right.
Right? Point blank at the basket.
The only thing I can, only couple of things, and I don't know, but the only things that come to mind.
I'm not asking you to just give me a thought on it.
One, I'd say he was in positions where he wasn't comfortable. So he was getting to the bucket in ways that he's not used to doing. Whether it was a back cut, catching a backdoor pass, usually he's driving. And obviously he drove as well and missed some layups. But that's one thing that comes to mind. Two is pressing, right? As much as he tried to be cool and this is, you know, just – this ain't nothing to me. This just basketball. I got a great family. I got a great life. I'm home in L.A. He's human. And if he paid any attention at all to the world of the NBA, social media, television, what was being said about him, it had to bother him. And he may have pressed because of it, Rob. And then he's just not playing his game and he's thinking too much. And so when you're thinking too much, sometimes you even fail at things you usually do naturally. So those are the only two things I can think of, Rob.
It was mind-boggling that a talented player like that just couldn't make even those shots. Like those killed the Lakers point blank. I mean, I don't know how many times you're just like, how did you miss that?
Right.
How did that get blocked? What was that?
Yeah, with the Lakers, though, Rob, their mentality has got to be, we're getting rid of Russ at all costs. At all costs. I mean, real talk. Like, they've got to trade Russell Westbrook. I don't care if it's pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Hey, you just can't. Like, you just said it. You can't bring this back. It is not going to work. Not in 2022, not in 2023, not in 2073. They are not going to work together, so you've got to pull the trigger. Now, can you find – look, I think you – Rob, how long have we been saying Westbrook couldn't be traded? And then he's traded to Houston.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
No, and then he's traded to Washington.
I'm with
and then
you. He could be traded. He could be traded. I'm with you.
He's making $47 million next year.
Somebody wants that slot, Chris, his salary slot. And somebody might say, we'll take it. We'll take a buyout, or we'll try to sell some tickets around him, come see him, get a triple-double, whatever it is, for a year, and then we'll take the slot. I don't think he's untradeable. I think he is tradable.
Like a team like Indiana, which is – surprisingly disappointing this year.
Yeah,
they traded Sabonis. Now, I know they didn't give Sabonis away. They got some good players in return. But do they, you know, I don't know, because it could mess with some
Sacramento
of the
Kings,
development
Chris?
Of some
are
of
they,
their
players. I'm just throwing out
a
name.
Yeah, they're a mess, but you're right. I mean, where are they going? They got some nice young players. See, and that's where Sacramento's a prime example, Rob, of where, and I get it, you're either selling wins or you're selling hope. Right? That's what you're selling. Wins, we're a contender, or hope. We got a bunch of draft picks and some lottery picks coming up, and we're going to make it happen with these young boys eventually. They're going to blossom into stars, and we're going to be good, right? Well, Sacramento been trying to sell that hope for a decade. And they keep getting lottery picks, and it's not panning out. So maybe. Thing is, they're not really a free agent destination, right? But money talks. I don't know. If they got money, they could maybe go get somebody. But, yeah, Rob, it's – I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but that's why Rob Pelinka's not doing this for fun. Rob Pelinka is not doing this for a pat on the back or on the head from Kurt Rambis or Jeannie Buss. He's getting paid handsomely for this.
Right.
So go out and find a trade.
So do you think – I mean, give me your percentage of – Russ coming back next year. Russ coming back next year. What's your percentage?
1% or below?
I say zero.
Yeah,
you
can't. You can't.
I say zero. I'm with you. It can't be done. You can't sell it again to people. You can't, Chris. You can't.
No.
Laker fans won't be happy. People will be like, no, this. What is this? We saw this movie. We know how it ends.
Right.
And you could say, well, Anthony Davis will be healthy this year. He'll get another. Dude, no. I don't buy it. I don't think it works.
And Rob, they won't admit it publicly, of course, and wisely. But team morale would probably be low.
Yep.
Let's keep it real. You think LeBron would be excited about it? Look, I seen his Instagram with photos of him and Russ and AD hanging out. So I guess they're friends.
Right.
But you think LeBron would be excited to come back?
Can you imagine?
You think AD?
Right. Year 20, and then, Chris, another wasted year. What if it goes awry early? Can you imagine?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hit it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM, NBA radio host, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion, Bowling Green's finest, our man, Antonio Daniels. What up, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Boy, I should have been the San Antonio Spurs announcer back in the day. I know.
Rob Parker is on one today.
You know it.
I know he
is. Antonio.
Let me guess. Was it something along the lines of, it's so quiet in L.A. you can hear a mouse urinate on something?
Yes.
Of course.
On LeBron's big man, oversized man bag. You know what I mean? Hey, Antonio. We're doing the blame game, and we're playing Chris is slicing up his blame pie when it comes to the Lakers. I'm giving LeBron the entire pie. Where are you on this? You called it. We talked to you about this. You didn't think they were going to make it. I didn't think they were going to make it. Who's the blame
well,
for this?
Well, here's the just to clarify it a little. Rob is blaming LeBron because, you know, wanting Westbrook. I'm saying – LeBron can want all he wants. At the end of the day, Rob Pelinka's the GM. And you got to make
not
decisions.
Stop it, Chris. So,
well, let's hear it. Yeah, here's just the thing, man. Go ahead.
That sounds great. That sounds great to say. But you know, if you're an organization and you acquire LeBron, there's something that comes along with it. You know what I mean? You're not just acquiring the player. You're acquiring the shadow that comes along with him. You're acquiring the voice that comes along with him. So for me, I feel like LeBron has as great as he's been this year. He's been fantastic. Doing what he's doing at 37 years old is amazing. He has a huge piece of the blame. Rob Pelinka has a huge piece of the blame. But we all know how this is going to go. We know this is going to go. Frank Vogel's going to fall on the sword, though.
Well, we know he's gone. But
right.
Here,
Frank
Antonio,
Vogel's going to be the one to fall on the sword.
You right played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Did Tim Duncan?
He's not that kind of guy.
Was
Chris,
essentially
come on.
Well,
no.
Can I finish, Rob? Was essentially, I mean, really, really close to being as good as LeBron James. Some might say, it was better.
Okay.
Did the Spurs do everything he wanted?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
I have an ongoing joke. I have an ongoing joke with the about Tim Duncan. Said Tim is still one of my best friends till today. So think about it. Tim had some really, really good friends. Myself, Malik Rose, Monty Williams, Corey Alexander were all really good friends of Tim. You know what? We all got traded.
Okay.
We all got traded. What I'm saying, the point of that story is you think if Tim Duncan didn't go in there and tell Greg Popovich, man, look, Antonio's one of my best friends.
Right.
Or Malik is one of my best friends. Or Monty Williams is one of my best friends. Or Corey Alexander is one of my best friends. You can't trade them. That they wouldn't? Yes. They wouldn't have. But the fact of the matter is he didn't because he allowed them to do their job. It doesn't mean that they didn't run it by him because he knew. He knew about these things.
Right. But also,
But here's the thing, though. We're also comparing different generations because we are in a player-empowered generation. This NBA that we're looking at today is completely different than the NBA in 2000 or in 1999. You know, 2002, 2003. We're talking about a 20-year difference. Think of the amount of power that players have now, the voices that players – we couldn't conceive 20 years ago of players doing what Ben Simmons did or doing what James Harden did or doing what Anthony Davis did. We are in a completely different generation of athlete in the NBA.
And my thing is why I give LeBron the blame is – we all, Antonio, you, Chris, we all talked about it, most analysts, that this wasn't a fit. Like, this wasn't going to work. You just couldn't put together all these old guys in this young league and then ask Westbrook to be something that he's never been. Like, is there really a shock? Now, I'll say what shocks me, Antonio, is that they haven't won two games in a row since January 7th. That's shocking when you have LeBron James and he's averaging 30 points a game. Right. Other than that, I'm not surprised that they're not in the playoffs.
I don't care about the name. Anytime on our show we talk about trades, free agent acquisitions, for me it's about the fit. It's never about the name. Because a lot of times what we do, we just concentrate on the name. Yesterday on our show we had Michael Thompson. And I asked him, did you think the Russell Westbrook fit would work? And he was like, yeah, of course, it's Russell Westbrook. Now, I get the thought process, but there's also a skill set that comes with Russell Westbrook that doesn't match with the skill set that LeBron James and Anthony Davis need.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, it was never about the name. Like, who would have thought that the best offseason acquisition that the Lakers would have made would have been Malik Monk? Crazy. And here we are today having a conversation with 5 or 6 days left in the season, and the Lakers are eliminated from play-in contention. Not even playoff, play-in contention. None of us saw that coming way back in October.
Antonio, before you go, let's go to the Pelicans. Now, there's reports that Zion's stepdad wants him to play. He certainly looks able to play when you see all these videos playing Corey.
Okay,
where are you at on this?
What makes you think he looks able to play from the videos you saw?
The fact that he was going one-on-one with Corey Brewer and dunking on him. And let me finish.
Okay.
I don't think not wise. Oh, well, hold on. Let me finish. I get it. It's only one-on-one. But if a player has a foot injury and a history of leg injuries, I don't think it's wise to be letting him go up and dunk over any player or coach when what could he have done? come down on Corey Brewer's foot and messed up the ankle or foot again. So I'm looking at stuff like that, and I might be wrong, but him dunking, now I think that one dunk he did when he, what, threw it off the backboard and went between his legs, that was probably, and I think reportedly, the Pelicans knew nothing about that. So I get that. But again, are you doing stuff like that if landing funny is a danger? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You saying he's not ready.
No. This is what I'll say. Because when that video went viral, that was a 3-second video or a 6-second video. People need to understand, just because you can dunk don't mean you're ready to play. Just because you're playing a coach that's retired in half court and you're playing a game to 5 doesn't mean you're ready for an NBA basketball game against the most conditioned athletes in the world. Like, this is the thing that people don't grasp the concept
of. Is that fatigue? Mm-hmm. Is that not being in shape? Or is it his
– well,
that's
right
the
now,
question. I get he's not in game shape.
Yeah, this is what you have to ramp yourself up to. You know, this is the part that people don't grasp the concept of. Oh, man, he threw it up the glass. Man, he's ready to go. Like, no, that's not the way it works. Oh, he's playing Corey Brewer one-on-one. He dunked on Corey Brewer. Oh, man, put him out there. That's not the way it works. Like, there is a ramp-up period that's involved, from playing one-on-one to two-on-two to three-on-three to four-on-four to five-on-five to practice and so on and so forth. We are right now, we are 79 games into the season. 79 games into the season. What good does it do at game 80, which we play tomorrow against Portland at game 80, and then game 81 and 82 is a back-to-back, a Friday, Saturday. So how does Zion fit in those plans when right now the Pels don't even have enough time to practice 5-on-5? So how does this ramp-up period happen? We see how difficult of a time Ben Simmons is having getting back in the shape to actually get back out on the floor and play. This is not as easy as it sounds or as easy as it looks. That's all I'm saying.
So you don't think he should play this year at all, quickly?
I don't think so. No, okay. Just because, like, when is the last time that we've seen a guy miss 80 games and then come back for 2 or 3?
Well, they're in the play-in.
Right.
I mean, he could be back for that.
I know, but you have developed a chemistry all year long. Zion, there are two teams. There are two teams in the NBA whose best player has yet to practice one time with their team this year. The Clippers and the Pelicans.
Yep.
Kawhi has not practiced one time. Zion does not have one practice with head coach Willie Green. So now what you're saying is, oh, you know what, man? Let's go in, thrust him in there in game 81.
All right,
when that's on a back-to-back.
We got to run. Appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Yes,
thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.